building. I say, hey, I'm an Alice. And then I drink. Two more out of Shiloh before they asked Rosh Hashanah, can a son be a Shliach Bezdin to give his father his Malkus or to put him in Nidui? So Rosh Hashanah answered him that it's Mutter because there's no difference between another guy doing a non-son. There's a lot of hit somebody, he's also Aser. So he's allowed to do it because Bezdin Klei Shemayim. So here too, Rav Sheish is wanting to say that the son being a Shliach Bezdin for the father would also not be a problem. Because Klei Shemayim is other. So we had one kasha, now we're going to have a price to hear that's going to be Shver, Rav Sheish is the So we're holding Mam Shemil Namid, Kashima. Hayoyti Leharag. Someone is on his way out to Bezdin Paskin on him to get killed. They're leading him out to get killed. Ubab minoi, and the guy's son comes, viko, and he hits him, or vikiloi, or he gives him a curse. So he's chayiv. So son, right now, if he does, he's going to be chayiv. Ba'acher viko, vikiloi, if another guy comes along and hits him or curses him, pater. Okay, vavinabam. The Gemara is wondering. What is the difference between his son going and hitting and cursing him that he's going to be chayiv on, and if another friend goes and hits him, he's going to be chayiv, he's patur. So what's the chilek? So Rav Chisda gives her answer number one to this brisa. There seems to be two answers to this brisa in the chilek between the father and somebody else. The case is they paskin on Reuven that he's supposed to be killed, and he's not interested in leaving Bezdin, and he's putting up a fight down to the last minute. Okay, he's not leaving. So if the guy is not his father, so you got to get him out of Bezdin. Bezdin Paskin has to get killed, so get rid of him. So they'll beat him up and do whatever they can to get him out of Bezdin. The push is they're like yanking him out by his feet. So they're going to hit him, do whatever they can, so they may not a son, an acher, to do no problem. Can hit him and it can beat this guy up, because that's just part of Bezdin. The procedure of Bezdin is over here. We got to get this guy out of here. Now fuck. But Mashenki Benoi, with Rav Chisda, he holds that the son never has a right to hit the father. Even in our sin, we said before, Rav Sheshes, that the son has to hit the father. There's a lie to hit the father when Bezdin Paskin. Here, Rav Chisda holds it, no, the son is never allowed to hit the father, even though the father doesn't want to leave Bezdin. He doesn't want to go out and get himself, they want to get him killed. Still, the son is not allowed to hit the father. See, before the son does it, he's going to be chayiv. Mashenkin Acher does it, he's going to be putter. So, however, this answer is Shver on Rosh Hashanah. So, Rosh Hashanah said before that a son could be a Shliach Bezdin against the father. Here we see Klar, Lefidus Chilik in the Raisa, at least the way Rav Chisda answers it, that the son is now allowed to hit the father. Correct the Kasha right now. This is what the Gemara wants to ask from the Tashma. That we see that the son is not allowed to hit the father, Mashiach and Acher is yes allowed to hit the father. Okay, so Rav Sheshis, how's he going to learn the Braisa? Now this Teres is going to be the Teres is not going to really be a Teres till later on in the Gemara. The Gemara is going to say a bunch of different steps. They're going to keep on being slugged up along the way. So Rav Sheshis Mukilam, he's going to learn the Braisa, or in this case, B'she'em Esar Marlotis. The guy does not want to go out. I'm sorry. Just read it right. Shame is sovereign left. It means he's not a case where he's refusing to leave. It means the guy really wants to go. The case before we said the guy does not want to go. No, he's not putting up any fight to go out. So Elamai, so what's the chilek? So Yaki Achernami, if the guy doesn't want to leave, So then why is the difference? Now, don't fear. Rav Sheshes is the one that held that his son is allowed to be a Shliach Bezdin. So if he's allowed to be a Shliach Bezdin, so there shouldn't be any difference between a son and another person. Because if we're doing it because Bezdin sanctioned it, so then shouldn't be a difference between the son and another person. So what's the difference, the Gemara says? Yachi Akarnami. The other person also should be usher to hit this fellow that's being let out of Bezdin. What's the chilek? They both have isurim to hit another yid. And for the Gemara, Avigavir Ketilu. Another person that does it, he's hitting a guy, or he's cursing again, it's a Gavir Ketilu. And since he's going to be put to death anyways, so we don't care about him. We'll see, the Gemara's going to modify this in a second. Check the Gemara. The Amr of Sheshes.
Sorry,
yes. No, Acher is not going on the father right now. If he does not want to leave Bezdin, so what's the difference? I'm saying if he wants to, he's not Mesarim to leave Bezdin. He's walking off mine. You passing to me? I'm going. So then the Gemara says, Yaki Acher Nami. Why is none of the guys Pater from doing it? There's no difference now.
Okay.
See, right?
Okay.
So Gemara says, Acher Gavir Ketilu. He's the Gavir Ketilu. He's supposed to be put to death. So therefore, we pass through the guy for hitting and cursing. The Acher is going to be Pater for hitting and cursing this, call him a convict, whatever.
Why did they have to deal with cursing?
That's the case. The case is, they get to the heart of Bob Menai Miko.
I thought he was already going out on.
He was going out, but the guy wants, he's going to be dead anyways, let's beat him up.
Oh.
There's a case that says someone's going to be killed, the son goes on the way and hits him and curses him, chayiv. Another guy comes in and sees what's going on, putter. We're trying to understand the case and see what the difference is. Good?
Okay.
What's fair?
The offer.
Why? Right. Enochan, you could ask that also, and the Gemara could have asked, and the Gemara's asked a better question now. You'll see, it's going to come up. Correct the Gemara, it's fine. You want to tell me the Gavir Ketilu is going to get put to death anyways, so therefore, he's like a dead man, so there's no issur for hitting the guy or for cursing the guy. Vamar Rav Sheshes, Baisha Yashon, you embarrass somebody who's sleeping, Umes, and he never got up afterwards. It means you embarrass him in the middle of the night, and the guy never woke up in the morning. So the rule is, you're chayiv for the busha. Because the Maestro Rashi is going to explain that his kids also get, when you embarrass that guy, his kids also got embarrassed. So there is some sort of element of busha there, so you have to pay for that. Even though the guy is dead right now. So the chayyah here also, it shouldn't be any worse than the busha. Just like busha, if you embarrass the guy and he never even chapped. And just his kids had some sort of busha from it.
His what?
His kids got embarrassed.
They were there?
Lav dafka, they weren't there. The father gets embarrassed, the kid's also embarrassed.
No, the same thing, the kids could have been a dead person.
Not a dead.
I said the same case could be if the person is dead, and he's
Christian also.
Right?
What do you mean dead? I don't know how you're saying.
The person just sleeping is dead. No
one's
alive.
Nothing. The other person sleeping.
The Gemara is comparing a guy sleeping to a guy that's going to be.
I said completely dead. I didn't say. Going to die.
A guy's completely dead. What about him?
I'm saying it's the same thing with the case of sleeping, right?
No, because sleeping, the guy was up. The guy was not in his cover before. He was alive and well until he went to sleep. And then he just didn't wake up in the morning.
I think what he's asking is that the kids get embarrassed.
The kids get embarrassed either way. That whole lumpness because of the kids.
No.
So it doesn't matter if the guy's sleeping and not getting up. or the guy is
already
dead and not getting up.
So, Enochan, the first thing the Mishnah is going to say on Amar Beis, if someone curses a dead guy, he's going to be chayv. Is that going to make it any question?
Because of the
drash here.
Not because the kid situation?
No. Cursing is cursing the guy. You curse the guy. Nothing to do with the guy. You curse the parent. And you curse another youth.
So in this case of sleeping, why is the reason you're chayv? Because of you curse the person, right?
Sleeping by vayishay or by cursing the guy?
Cursing.
The Gemara's medamer right now to the same the same way. He's a really alive guy. He's not a regular dead person here. He just has a din of a guy of a ketilo.
Is there a greater nezek if the guy is dead or sleeping? If the guy sleeping, the guy gets more nezek. I'll be like, question my nezek tomorrow. I have to say, God, the sleeping, the guy's dead already.
If you embarrass a dead guy, there's no ister bush. There's no bush. Like, he's dead. There's nothing to do about it. If you go to the basic college, you start embarrassing somebody. You have a problem, but it's
why
not like you.
Guy, it's like 5 minutes later, the guy dies. Like, what's the guy never knew he was the nearest man anyway. Or is a greater bush that somebody's alive than somebody's serving a death for the kid?
I hear you saying.
I think that's what he's.
That's what he's saying. You're saying that Lemay said is. Okay, yeah. I think you have to say that some there's a greater.
Okay, yeah. I think that's.
Why should you bring the children into it? For lack of a better term, we call innocent bystanders. So, in every case of cursing or hitting, the kids end up getting a busha.
You're not being chayv there because of busha. If someone beats up somebody, it's a busha. It is a busha. I'm saying it.
So I'll buy cases.
Okay, so.
Once we start putting this element into it, I mean, the Gemara going to stay with this?
No, the Gemara's going to come off this in a second.
Okay. How about dragging the bones around? That's a bullshit. So I know how to do it.
Okay, so. So what? So.
In other words, it's reality. There's a bullshit after a person dies. That if it's bones or a woman who's buried, she has to be covered on the way to the thing more than a man because of bullshit.
There is an element of busha, but if you want to be mechayv the guy for busha, I'm not sure there's.
Okay,
yeah. Of course, there's embarrassment. So the Gemara says, "How come my skinon b'shi ko hakosh ema shavuta?" We're talking about a case where you hit the guy that there's hitting that is less than a shavuta. So since there's less than a shavuta. So therefore, you're going to be pater. Therefore, the acher is going to be pater. Of damage. Second. Yeah, I think it's going to be damage. Yeah. So, fact the Gemara. V'amar v'ami, amar v'ichanan, he calls shema prutam. He hit him a hitting that does not have a pruta like him. You get Malkus. So fine. You want to tell me over here you pater because there's no money to pay because less than shavar pruta. I'm still you should get Malkus. You should go back and get Malkus. So why when the acher does it are you going to be pater totally? You want to tell me fine. Takar shem shavar pruta. There's no money to pay, so you pater. I'm on the mindset and give the guy Malkus. The paskin over here, Ami says you get Malkus and you do akar. Does not have a shavar puta. So Gemara says, "My potter the kamar mimum." So you're right, Enochan. Yeah, but you said your potter. The Brisa said that another the guy that's not the son goes and hits Reuven is going to be let out to be killed. Is that which he's potter? He's potter from mamim. But Enochanami, you are going to be chayiv Malkus because it's hakashem and shavar puta. For hitting the guy.
Anytime somebody hits somebody, gets
Malkus? Well, if it's a kasha, if it's a shavar puta, you're gonna have to pay. You're gonna have to pay money, and not Malkus l'chayra. But if it's a kad, there's no shavar puta, so you're gonna get Malkus. Okay. So, and for the Gemara. So we're not here for a second. I just lost the train. I told you I didn't really like it. Fine. My father's mom. Okay. Mechwal de benoi. So fine. So getting back to the child here. So the child's going to be the same case. You're going to tell me that Sakashay Meshavar Prutam. So Mechwal de benoi chayv a mamin. You want to tell me that benoi is going to be chayv a mamin? I can't say that. Why not? Because we're talking about a case of Hakashay Meshavar Prutam. So it can be chayv a mamin. Just like in the case of the son, of the not son, that the regular Sam Shiach Bez, not Shiach, but the regular guy is doing it. He's going to be chayiv Malkis and not Mamin because Hakashay Meshavar Prutam. So how can I tell me that the son, he tell you that the son is chayiv Mamin? We're talking about a case of Hakashay Meshavar Prutam. Both cases are the same. The son and the regular guy here, they're both cases of Hakashay Meshavar Prutam. So fine, if the other guy is Pater, so here also, the son should also be Pater. So like, what's the case here?
He has to have
Asra
in order to get
Malkus,
no?
So what's Asra? What's
fair?
Yeah. And that's the case. It was Asra. Mm-hmm. They could, yeah, they said that in the morning. You know, if you do this, you may get Malkus, you may have to pay. No, that's not, that was the first case. That's the first we had to answer. This is no, he's walking out nicely. Either the son comes, or another guy comes. Ella Bedinai. Ella, we're talking about Chayiv, is Bedinai. That the din he's chayiv misa because he hit the father. So how can I be bedinai? So here also we're talking about bedinai by Yaakov. We're talking about also he's going to be pater totally. So basically, right now we have a problem. If you're telling me that bedinai, the father is going to be the you hit the father, so the son is going to be chayiv a regular hitting. So we see over here that. We're back to the problem. What's the difference between someone hitting the father and someone hitting another person? If they're both, if not mitzvah melachis, we tried a bunch of different ways to get out of it. I was a fear of sheshes over here. How's he going to learn the gemara? What's the chilik between a acher and a son? Either they should both be chayav, they should both be pater. The gemara says a whole new pshat. El acher hayin taimam, another person that hits this guy being let out of Bezdin. The potter, the reason why he's potter, b'amakram, v'nasi b'am choleisar. The pasuk where it says about cursing a fellow yin, it says v'nasi b'am choleisar. The word b'amcha. It could have said v'nasi loisar. Why did it say b'amcha? The Gemara Darshan, the famous drasha, b'aisimai samcha. The only time you're chayiv for cursing somebody is someone who's doing, who does the doing of the Yiddish people. Which means he does not, he's not a someone that does Aveiros constantly. He's not a one that's over Aveiros. So Mela over here, another, Reuven's being led out to Bezdin, and let's say his neighbor goes and sees him, and he goes and gives him a curse. So since he was, Reuven was Mechuyiv Mises Bezdin, or a punishment from Bezdin, so he's not Oitzim Aysamcha. He's not someone who does what the normal Yidden do. So since he's not a Yisrael Ma'asamcha, you are putter from cursing the fellow. Okay, so far we know why the acher that curses this Reuven being let out of Bezdin is going to be putter because he's not a Yisrael Ma'asamcha. Fakti Yomarom, Ha'teinach Klala. That's very good, very nice for to answer to cursing because he's not a Yisrael Ma'asamcha, so you're putter. Ha'kaminalon. Don't forget, there's two cases in the Brisa. There's a case of this neighbor called and came in and cursed him, and he beat him up. So that's very good for cursing. For beating him, how you gonna, why are you gonna be impotter?
The car could be any, either car that you really smacked him up big time, it doesn't matter what the hit was, right?
Yeah. So after the Gemara like this, the Makshinon Hakala Klala. You have a Hekish, can just help you for a blue actual. Then your Makish Haka to Klala. Now it says, which is, you gotta see inside here, the Pasuk in the beginning of Mishpatim says, what is it here? Okay, yeah, it's Chavbeit Chavzayin. No. Okay. So the Hekish here that we're talking about, it says, Umak Avi Maimaisumas, and then it says, Umakalav, and then it says, Vigoyin and Ishu Machas, Pasik Tesvav, and Bina Pasha Mishpat, and says, Umak Avi Maimaisumas. He hits his father. Then Pasik says, Goyin and Ishu Macharav, and Insu Vyad Maimaisumas. Pasik goes to another thing, someone steals somebody. And then it goes, Umakalav Maimaisumas. So the Gemara is saying there's some sort of hekish over here. We'll see from Rashi if it's a real hekish, or since there's a pasuk in between, it's not going to be hekish. Will be mamasinu, but we're going to learn out from klala. Just like klala, it says v'nasi v'amcha loisar. You can't curse someone who's oisim ma'isa amcha. So here also we're going to learn back to hakam. Also, only someone who's oisim ma'isa amcha you're going to be chai for hitting. Mashing is not oisim ma'isa amcha. You're going to be Potter. Okay. So that's what the Gemara says. It's Makshinun Hakal Klal. You have a Hekish from Hakal to Klal. Just like Klal, you're Potter. So also Hakal, you're also going to be Potter. So that's how I understand the case of Acher. A guy that's not the son comes in, hits the guy going, leaving Bezin. He's Potter because he's not Oysa Maisa Amcha. Sigh for the Akka and sigh for the Kuala. In fact, if he's not Isa Maisa Amcha, we should also say that the son should also be Pater. Why is the son Chayiv? If he's not Isa Maisa Amcha, so maybe he's not Chayiv on the cursing and not Chayiv for the hitting. So why in the Brisa do we see over here that the son goes in and hits him or curses him, he's Chayiv? So if I turn back to my original problem, what is the chilik between the father and the son? Father and son, between a regular guy and not the son. Everything tomorrow.
The father who's a Russia and asks the son to do something, right? Not a Vera. Tells the son, the father's not in Russia.
Right.
He tells the son to do something, son have to listen. Not a Vera. Just a regular, he asked him to put his shoes on for him.
Answer is yes.
Answer is yes. That's clearly yes. The juxtaposition of Kibbutz with Shmir Shabbos is the Kibbutz is terminated by being over on Shabbos. Therefore, it is not terminated by anything short of it.
Yeah, he eats chayv.
As Medrash as well as Meshech Chochma. Others.
Yeah, because you look over here, it says, even if Sharm can move, yeah, he's chayv.
But
he's chayv. He has to listen. Yeah, he can't listen.
Okay, so where do we see this thing that, but first of all, in the Bechlal, I was always thinking just after the first day of Pesach, the chances are he's already doing shuvah. But okay, that's not
we'll see that in a second.
The point I'm saying is that, okay, so the son would be able to curse his father at this moment because why? He's
not Oysim Ma'is Amcha.
But again, we just saw that this relationship with a son and a father is different than a
yid to a regular person.
Right.
Do you want to say that since he's
Mechayiv? I'm just asking. I'm not saying it's. That's the thing I don't understand is that the comparison is invalid because there's a different degree of ister against striking, cursing, or generally embarrassing someone's stom and your father, your mother.
So you're saying that what's your?
You can't compare the two. If I were to get into a bad mood and hit someone and bruise them, I'd get beat up. If
since I got into a bad mood and hit or struck my father and raised a bruise, I get killed. It's, you know, two different things.
Uh-huh. So basically you're asking, and the question, but the Gemara says, Yachi b'noi nami, you're asking there shouldn't be any chilek. See, Rashi really says that the whole issur of hitting, it's different than listening. The whole issur of hitting the father is only said by Amcha. If you say there's no issur in the first place, then you can really, like, wiggle your way out of it. Can you?
On the other hand, then you've got a derisive derivation.
I mean, what?
A derisive derivation.
Yeah.
Is the beginning of Parsa Kedoshim.
Ishima of Tiro.
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe have an essay, but the lab of hitting, you won't get, because the hitting is only said, hitting and cursing is only said when he's Bamcha. I mean, you can have get out of the hitting, but there's still maybe it's a kibbutz, and you're either a kibbutz of aim or something like that. But to the extent that you can give the guy Malchus because of that, maybe not.
Wait, the problem is what we're doing is taking the shame of something off someone. And the shame of being another Jew to be taken off by someone who is voluntarily giving up their status of being Jewish.
Right.
Not, I mean, you know, that's my own explanation, so it's not necessarily valid. But it is something which could be shed, whereas the status of father...
It's not going to be shed, but therefore you're not going to be... You won't be get that mouth. You're getting out of the situation of Malchus. Because Torah says Ba'amcha, only when you guys Ba'amcha is he going to get Mount, he's going to be over, whatever, for doing that. But is he still father? 100% still father. You haven't listened yet. It's not totally one or the other.
Right.
That's
so
the answer.
So
you still got
the
Kibbutz. Still going to have the key and all that. You'll be over on Kibbutz Avim. But to get of Azhar of Mikhail of it and hitting, he's not going to get, only when it's Ba'amcha. Yeah? What about a ger? Ger is the ein liyachas. Unless I see otherwise, I would say off the top of my head, ger is no yichas from the father. Okay, so the empathy gemara. So.
There is an issur of raias,
Okay. So Yachi Benoy Nami. So Benoy should also be Pater, because if you're Makasha called Klala, he's not a voice in my Samcha, so why is the son any different? And for the Gemara, Kedamra Pinchas Bishasa Chuva. We're talking about a situation here where the guy, the father here, did Chuva. So Gemara is taking out right now, did Chuva. So therefore, you cannot. Bezim is the Mukhlis to kill the guy. If you Bezim Paskin, then the guy's Chayat, let's say take case. The guy's Machal Shabbos. Bezin Chaskin is Chayav Skila, and they take him out to be skilled. The guy says, you know what? I'm doing tshuva in my mind, now Machla, I'm never going to be Chal Shabbos again, and tshuva. Bezin's not going to listen to the guy. Bezin has a chiv to kill the guy. Let's say the guy would have went through Yom Kippur afterwards. They didn't have a chance to kill the guy. Then Yom Kippur passed on that pass. Bezin, and the guy said, I did tshuva. Zayin do about it. He's done. Bezin. Includes to give Misa and Zayin Zu. Nothing. It's the case closed.
He's still called.
However, he's now he can still be called the Eisim Ma'asam because he did Shuvah L'Ma'asam. He's Mechuyu Misa. Fezin is going to kill him. He can't get out of it. But the guy the Eisim Ma'asam now, the Gemara is going to call him. He's considered Eisim Ma'asam since he did Shuvah. So he would not be, the son would not be allowed to hit the guy or hit his father or curse him. Yachi Akarnami. What's the difference between another a non-son? Should also be Chai. Why did Bryce say his potter? So Omar Amari, Vamcha Bim Kuyim Shabamcha. We're talking about a guy, Eisim Ma'ase Amcha, besides doing the Ma'ase Amcha, we're also talking about a case of someone who's ready to be let live. And here, he's not going to be Mekuyim, he's not going to be staying alive. Why? Because he had a Gemara Din in him. He had a Gemara Din. And he's going to be killed. So Melam, another person, even though he did tshuva, so fine. So Reuven did tshuva. Aber Lamaisi is not Mekuyim Shabamcha since he's going to be ended up being put to death.
And therefore,
You're going to be Pater. You have besides Oisim Ma'asamcha, you need Mekuyim Shabamcha.
What's the fact that the Beis Din has Ma'as?
So what? But right now, is he on his way to get killed? Yes. Is it? Okay.
Is he considered like a dead man at that point?
Well, he is like a guy. That's the thing we're saying here. If that's,
you know, you could steal from him too.
Steal from him, you can't. Who says? No, you can't steal from the guy. That's the claw. You can't steal from the guy. They're trying to say that you can't. You just because the guy's a gavur katil doesn't mean you can start emptying his house. I think it's a run that speaks it out with fears. Right, shouldn't you know it's a mess? Right, it's not who they're. Right, there's no head to
explain to the guy. Is wife considered an almana now?
No, of course not. Is the trace of his wife considered almana?
No.
Right, same thing.
The fact that they look how we
still trying to make some of our kids. Yeah. I don't think that's true. Well, why was it? Just cause, I mean, right now, is he gavur katil? Yeah. Someone comes in later. Maybe they could get him off the hook. Okay. So Yachi v'noy nami. If you want to tell me that he's not...
We're trying to say that with Kriyam Shiva Amcha, why should that be a... It seems like we're nitpicking for hitting and Klala, the person you're using, then he's like, he's nothing. For cursing him, and because he's being killed, about to be killed, he's considered like a Gornish, right?
Right.
Mash'en came for every other din. He's still, what do you mean? He's still breathing, you see? He's still eating. He's still,
So what's your question?
The question is, why are we differentiating between what is being done to him, certain things you could do to him because he's not over here? Right?
Muscle hitting and...
And cursing him, right?
Right.
He's as if he's dead. You curse him, make fun of him, make him feel like too sad because he's not here.
But
Mashiach came to go to his house and to rip him off and do these other things and kill him. And kill him. Right?
Yeah.
If someone
him, comes and kills him along the way, didn't we had that case once?
Well, there was a Machlokas, wasn't there?
I thought there was a... We had a case, I don't remember offhand
what
it
was. No,
if you kill someone on the way being...
You're going to be, I think, you're going to be chayiv, you don't...
What?
Yeah, you're going to be chayiv,
yeah.
You're going to be chayiv? You'll be chayiv. You can't kill the guy. Another person, I don't think could go. I could be wrong.
Margin is on his way out to be executed, to jump up and kill him.
We had him, it was the one before, I don't remember.
Saying,
check up then. We had it. I don't.
But others that did it for sure. For others did it for sure. He's considered alive, right?
Correct.
Well, why in this prod are we so like?
See, the guy's going to be included to do mitzvahs. Let's say you have to put on filling. He's not just totally.
Why are we differentiating? What is klal and akha? Why should that make a?
Because here you have a dinner. You have a dinner of amcha. Klal and akha. The pasuk says a special thing. Of Nasi
B'Amcha. He did Shuva.
Good.
Okay.
So he did Shuva. So he's still, but he's still not B'Amcha M'Krim Sheh B'Amcha. He's not a guy that's going to live normal life forever. Right? He's going to be put to death here. Okay,
well,
so.
Isn't that the question about Nasi B'Amcha? Talking about Nasi B'Amcha. How do you get from everybody?
So
then, one second.
I got a special Yonah curse. Nothing on the curse. The Rashi in Chumash, one second. Stick more, I don't know, this is a limud. First of all, I'm not sure what the limud is. Suspecting more Yachi Benoy Nami, the son also, if he's not Mekunim Sheh B'Amcha, he's not going to be living for a while longer. So why is the son Chayiv for hitting and cursing? So back to the original question, what's the case? See where it says, the reason why I'll tell you the case is, he did Tshuva, but he's still not Mekunim Sheh B'Amcha. So therefore, a regular person, a non-son, is going to be Pater. Why is the son going to be Chayiv? For cursing and hitting the guy, so on the top of the pay hay on the base. Me did Avi la Akar Misa. It's just like the hitting and cursing is no worse than Akar Misa. The rule is, we're going to see later on, someone who curses somebody after Misa, curses his father after the father dies, he's chayiv. Someone who hits the guy after he dies, is going to be putter. The only reason why he's putter is because there's no more brood coming. So Hashem over here, even though the guy Rashi is going to speak this out on the top Rashi, even though here the guy's a dead guy, he's going to be a gavra katil, he's going to be put to death. We're considering him like he's dead. So if you want to be mechayiv for the klala, the Bryce also said you're mechayiv for hitting. Why are you chayiv for hitting over here? Because the ma'aseh mitzvah, when you hit the guy, he's a dead guy, but he's still going to be, he still is alive, because he's still going to have blood coming out of him. So therefore, the next Mishnah says that you hit a dead guy, you're going to be putter. That's only when the guy's been dead for a while. But here, the guy's not dead yet. He's a live fellow that has dinim of a dead person on it. So therefore, you'd be able to make a chabura on him, and you'll be chayiv. So basically, the final answer, the fi Reb Sheshes, is going to be, the guy was not misarved to go out of Bezdin, so he's not a Sheikh Bezdin over here. And the difference between the son and the father is the son and the non-father. The son is a case where it's Ein Mekuyim Shabamcha. He did tshuva for the Avera, but you have a special din that you cursing after Mises Chayiv, and here also this hitting is like a hitting after is Madama to that, and you're going to be Chayiv for the hitting. Mashenkin, regular person, there is no, there's not Mekuyim Shabamcha, so therefore you are going to be Pater. So let's see Rashi from Amman Aleph here. Ba'acher v'hiko v'kiloi pater. So kasaka daidach pater mimakis. The half meaning is you're pater from makis. Ve'in yaitzim, he doesn't want to leave. Ashminon the benoi ain't an asa shtiach bezin. The son does not turn a shtiach bezin. The kaifai lotzeis to force him to go out. The kasha l'sheshes and shverim sheshes. Ba'mer sheshes ba'ishu yashin emeiz chayiv. Ba'ishu yashin, you embarrass the fellow sleeping. Umeis tereshinotze, and he died while he's sleeping. Chayiv, he's chayiv on the spice in bonos. His children get embarrassed. We're talking about chayiv bedina kamar misa. We're talking about chayiv misa. Hakanami the tonigabi acher pater bedina kamar umalkis pater lei, and your pater from malkis vakati maishno. What's the chilek? He did not veir yichai misam. Lav oisim my samcha. He's not someone that does my samcha. Hatein echvala hiksidei ba'amcha. It says ba'amcha. Makshinon kleimar gamrinam b'mametzino. You learn now. It's not a real hackish. Rashi's telling you here. It's just a mametzino. Zigadami akesha. It's a real hackish. Hiksid makaviv umekalavim gavedadi ve'elam mishpatim. Hello, Shemikrach Masik Benayim. That Rashi said that's enough to be a hekesh.
Is Masik Amcha only when it has to do with Chayiv Misa? Or
some of the Lorei? Because Rashi says that Sha'ivar Veir Shechayiv Misa. He's some guy that, you want to know if he's some guy that does one of your, by mistake.
In other words, it's not because he killed, necessarily because he killed someone, let's say someone, another Shechel, let's say.
Right,
he's in the same category because Chayiv Misa.
Right, exactly.
But I thought he was saying, no, I thought he was asking.
Yeah, what do you want to ask?
Regular love.
So, what about, so Rashi's saying here someone's Chayiv Misa. You want to know about a regular love? He's always in my sound. I would say no, but I'm not sure.
That's not what I asked. Sorry.
Okay.
That's your question.
Yachi b'nai nami the like sivas hara from kal aviv el mekal chaveroi shaviv b'chal amcha per dal misas. Okay, the Rav Pinchas mishmein the Rav himself like he b'sayf chayim mekadosh. That's where he said it's dim shalta tshuva. The mekuyim haroi l'skayim, someone who's fit to stay alive leizesh in gemardina, not just one that has a gemardin on him. Tehel and beis midi havi lachar misa. The Alfina on the Kamon, Mikhail Acher Misa Chayiv. Someone who curses after Misa is going to be Chayiv. Okay, so Rashi is bothered by a big problem here. Like we spoke out, V'taymar, Fatanan, Makhail Acher Misa Potter, someone who hits someone, Acher Misa hits his father after Misa's Potter, Pacha Mechayiv Leakha, here we're Mechayiv, the guy, the son for hitting. He's telling him he co to kill like. Chayiv hit him and he cursed him. So fine. You answer me, klala hakamisa, you're chayiv. But what about hakala hakamisa? Hakala hakamisa, you're going to be pater. So here, why is hakala chayiv? And for the Gemara,
what is it called?
Who?
What is that called?
Hakala and klala. Where are you in the Rashi word? No, I'm in third line of Rashi here. So Kani Kol Vikiloi. So Hain time is a potter makalachamisa. Now Rashi says the reason why he's potter for hitting the father when he's dead shouldn't be in the chabura. You need to make your wound. Well, lachamisa like a chabura. So like a nefesh. There is no nefesh anymore. To nafkalel mean nefesh mean nefesh. So fine. The yaitz the hareg, but someone is going out to be killed. Ika chabura. The chayu. He's a live guy. You want to know, does the guy have blood? If you hit him now, there is going to be a chabur. I will say philamus. He has a technicality where he's going to be put to death. But the guy be hitting, so here you have like a riddle. You have a guy that's really a dead guy, and you're still going to be chayiv for akav. Because in a case where he's going to be put to death. A regular guy, you hit this fellow after misa, you hit your person hits his father after misa, he's going to be pater. Here in this case, he's going to be chayiv. Okay, first line in the Gemara and Pehem base. So Maya Havila, what is Maskana? We had original Shiloh, don't forget. And in the top of Amun Aleph, we had a Shiloh, could his son be a Shliach Bezin to hit his father or to put him in Chayr? So what's the final Maskana of the Pesach? So I'm a Rabba Bar Rab Huna. Tichein Tan of the Vey of Yishmael. We also learned in the Defender of Yishmael. L'chol Ein Ben Nasa Shliach Lavin. A son cannot be a shliach for his father, l'hakoisoi, to hit him, ulekalei, and to curse him. Except, what could a son be a shliach for? Mesis. To kill a mesis, a son could be a shliach. Shreyamah Torah, the Torah says, lo yisachmo v'lo yisachasalov. He should not have any rachmanis, he should not cover up for the guy. So there's a special rivoy that a son couldn't hit or curse his father from the shliach bezin standpoint if his father is a mesis. But doing a regular shliach bezin, he can't.
Yes, but mesis can do it on your own.
So I think one second. I thought it says over here, and then yeah, it has to be only. If the bezin paskin, I think some the guy to go along, some the guy decide, okay, my father's being a mason today, I'm going to go beat him up or put him in injury. I don't think he can do that.
He can or cannot be the executioner or the one who gets
him up. He could be for mason, he could. Only for mason.
Of course, a mason doesn't need that sword.
Right.
So, what do you need the bezin for?
You still need to have a sack, but bezin doesn't have to come up through. With the whole shock vitari of us, they don't have to ask the guy, do you have us or didn't? If they prove that the guy was a mesis, they can't just go, Bezin's not going to go in the side, okay, we decide that you're a mesis and we're killing you. That has to be the steps of going through the regular protocol of Bezin. Okay, so just, the halacha l'maaseh over here, it says, and in Shulchan Aruch, Reish B'mal of Dawa, it says, let's say his parents are showing Gemurim, and Ivar Vera. And even if they had a Gemara Din, Lahariga, and they're going out to be killed, you're not allowed to kill them, and you're not allowed to curse them, and you're not allowed to hit them, like we saw in the Gemara. And let's say you did do them, you did hit them, or curse them, you put them.
But that's only if
they didn't do tshuva. If they would do, and they did tshuva, you're chayiv, and you'd be killed, even though they are going out to be killed. The next halacha was Avar Aviv Aimoy Avera, the father or mother of Avera, Shaloikin Allah. They were eligible for Malchus. Vaya Ben Shliach LeDayanim. Ben is, that's his job to work in Bezdin to hit them. Layakaisam. His son is not allowed to. Chayim is Chayiv Nidui. If they're Machayiv Nidui, Vaya Shliach LeDayanim. You cannot put them in Chayim. Vaya Yirdiv, Layakaisam Mashiach Bezdin. You can't chase after them. And you can't hit them. Let's say Bezin has a situation where it's not really Chayim Malchus, but the guy is just he's a menace to society. So Bezin can send their shluchim after this guy and beat him up. The son cannot do that.
What's the case of the doing part? What's the case?
He cannot put his father in chayyim.
He can't be the person who announces it, you mean?
He can't put him in. He can't put them in either. Yeah.
He's not part of the. He's not in the bed. That he. What his job was to put him in the police car to take him to the.
So if he's not doing any hakar or klalim, maybe he'll be allowed.
What's the case of Nidui then?
Nidui means you put the Bezdin and comes and announces this guy is going to be in Chayyim. This Reuven, which is his father, with the Shliach Bezdin's father.
So he's not allowed to do what again? He's
not allowed to put his father in Chayyim. Yeah, at least, yeah. Okay. Afish Ruin Kavli has to chew. They didn't do chew. Okay, fine. The Shulchan Aruch here does not bring down. And see here, Chutzim, where's Mesis Halacha? No Halacha for Mesis brought down, as far as I see. Okay. If Bezdin passes on the guy, there's no tshuva. Bezdin's going to kill him. If he does tshuva, and then Bezdin doesn't know about it, then there's a regular tshuva, like anything else. Does tshuva for him, between him and God, nothing to do with him and Bezdin. Bezdin saw the two Aiden came in, Reuven killed Shimon, and the Aiden worked out well, and there was no problems. Bezdin's going to kill Reuven, even though the story could have happened 5 years ago, right? Doesn't make a difference. And five in Kibbutz passed, and Reuven clapped Achid, and he's a, you know what I mean? No, if he didn't do tshuva, then the son will be mutter. More before said, if you're makish akol klal, then and you did tshuva, then he's oisim ma'asam.
So
there would be a chilek. Even the Shulchan Aruch brought down the chilek.
First on tshuva, he's allowed to kill him for a hore. Father is a hore.
Father killed somebody, and he's mechay misa.
And he didn't do tshuva. So he's allowed to kill him.
The maskana, no, but at least in the Havmin of the Gemara. No, sure.
And that amazes, so if the amazes never do enough tshuva, that the son would be.
What do you mean, we said before, son can't even kill him.
For amazes.
Amazes, you could.
He could. The amazes cannot do enough tshuva.
I don't know if he. Yeah, look harder. You want to say like that? You can say like that. Back to Mishnah Vayter. Hamaki Abivimai, someone who hates his father or his mother. Ain't a chayiv achi asim and chabur. He's only chayiv until he actually makes the chabur in them. Like we learned now from Nefesh before. Zeh choymer b'mekalel mimaka. The chumra of mekalel is more. You have one chumra of mekalel more than maka. She mekalach and misachayiv. If he curses his parents after they were nifter, you're chayiv. Someone hits his parents after Misa, you are a putter. Rashi, Shemakalach Misa Chayiv, Chiyal Tigmara. Vamakalach Misa Putter, the Chabur Laka. There is no Chabura. Okay. Tan Rabbanon, Abba V'imay Kilo. Let's get the pasta here. Pasta is in Station. Putting in Parak Chaf. Pasikov, it says ki ishish ashi kalas of his imay. If a person will curse his father or his mother, mois yumas, he put to death. Aviv imay kilo damam vayt. Pasik repeats itself. It says aviv imay kilo damam vayt. The Gemara darshins from this repetition of aviv imay kilo, that is referring to lachar misa. Aviv imay kilo that Gemara lachar misa. Come to marbim. After Misa, even if he curses his parents after they already died, he's going to be chayv. Shiyachol, I may have thought fakir. The other way around. Hoyo v'chayiv, v'makev v'chayiv v'makal. I know you're chayiv for hitting a parent, I know you're chayiv for cursing a parent. Ma makev, just like makev v'chayiv el m'chayim, the only way you're chayiv for makev is when the parents are still alive. After m'kal, so too, if someone curses, ain't a chayiv elam mechayim. He should only be chayiv while the parents are alive. That is one side, one shiyah. I might have thought to say that. V'loy kavachaymer. I can say kavachaymer. Uma makah. Shas the boy. shloi ba'amcha ki ba'amcham. Because by hakah, we don't have this limud of oisim ma'is amcha without the hekesh here. This only time it says the limud oisim ma'is amcha is it says v'nasi ba'amcha loisar. By cursing, we know this the limud of ba'amcha. Mashenkin hitting, there is no limud of ba'amcha. So even if the guy is not oisim ma'is amcha, if you hit the parent, you're going to be chayv. By hitting the makes no chilek in ma'is ma'is amcha. So back in the Gemara, we make both side the person who's side the parent who's not oisim amcha, oisim ma'is amcha, side the parent who is oisim ma'is amcha. They both chayiv for hitting. But don't forget, for a hakah, you are not mechayiv achar misam. Mekalal shloy asavay shloy ba'amcha kavamcha, which means we made a chilek of the nasi ba'amcha by klalam, because someone who's not oisim ma'is amcha, if the son curses them, you're going to be pater. Ein oidin shloy chayiv achar misam. For sure, you should not be chayiv achar misam. Means if mekalal is more chamer. Because you're chayiv in all situations. I'm saying hakah is more chamer, because you're chayiv in all situations, even if the kefal is a bad guy. But still, we say mekalal is patur l'achar misa. So for sure, a mekalal who is patur for not being oisim ma'is amcha, she for sure be patur l'achar misa. So there's a two limudim here. Why the Gemara wants to say a mekal l'achar misa should be pater? Tamaloymar avivim kilo l'achar misa. Special limud of avivim kilo. This extra pasuk tells you that it's l'achar misa, that you're going to be chayiv for cursing l'achar misa. Even though I would have had two limudim to really pater you from cursing l'achar misa. Honey. Honey, let's see Rashi that's over here. Avivim Kilom. Rashi beginning tomorrow. Kwa Yiseiru, it's extra positive. That's the ratio of the Kram. I show you Kavos Avivim. It didn't have to say after Mois Yumas, it didn't have to say Avivim Kilom Avoy. Makash Asa Shleib Amcha Kamcha. The Gabi Hakam, Loiksiv Amcha. Limuti Shaydaisim Mais Amcha. It doesn't say anything of Amcha by Hakam. This Tana holds you are not makish hakal to kala. May I mikra mafsik bein time? Since the pasik before we had a pasik that was mafsik in between them. The pasik was, I think, goy vishu mecharis. Loi chay boy achar misa the chabur exists because the ma'ase says chabura. So fine. So the Gemara has lima right now. Avi makila, and we'll see this next Gemara. It's a little. I don't want to start it and get stopped, so we'll see the mission tomorrow. No. Oh, by the way, schedule for this week is Friday's going to be the mission on the last day. We'll do Chazar on Friday.